Thank you, Stefan. On behalf of the Klamath Water Users Association, I thank the Yurok tribe for hosting us in this beautiful part of your world. It is awe-inspiring to visit the mouth of the river that ties us all together. The major cause of this gathering is the amended Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement. The mission of our organization does not include dam removal, but we congratulate and respect the parties involved in completing the work to realize the amended KHSA. Today, you take a significant step towards what you have worked on diligently for many years. The process that led to this day has been long, and one that most observers would have deemed to be impossible 15 years ago. People who were adversaries for decades came together, cooperated, and defied the longest of odds to develop a broad-based package addressing a variety of interests. Relationships were forged, and animosities eventually gave way to cooperation, and in many cases, led to friendship. Without those efforts, none of us would be here today. We kept our part of the bargain. As some of you know well, we are concerned that the amended KHSA is moving forward without the remainder of the full package that we were willing to support. The amended KHSA is not the solution for the basin. There is work to do to address all interests in the basin, including water and power security and reliability for family farms and ranches in the Upper Klamath Basin. The agricultural communities in the Upper Klamath Basin face troubled times. For our part, Klamath Water Users Association continues to embrace the goal of working for the successes of all the affected communities in the basin. We believe that this spirit can bring real solutions to the problems that divided us for generations. We have confidence in our partners in the basin to work diligently to address these issues, and we welcome further signs of that commitment. Our future will be determined on what happens next. To that end, we want to thank Secretary Jewell, Administrator Sullivan, and their commitment to the entire watershed and all of its communities. We thank Oregon Governor Brown and her staff for not wavering in their position that the difficult issues facing the region's agricultural communities must also be addressed. To California Governor Brown and his staff, some of who have been part of this from the very beginning, we convey the same gratitude. It would have been easy to make this only about dams, and none of you did that. The 2016 Power and Facilities Agreement and things that go with it are a step in the right direction. We also want to specially acknowledge John Bezdek from the Department of Interior. John's unbelievable efforts to make progress in the Klamath Basin are second to none. He must have at times felt like a piñata, with each interest group taking a whack at him at every turn. It would have been very easy to give up, but he never did. Thank you, John. From the origins of the arid high desert to its terminus at the sea, the Klamath River is a precious resource. There is much left to be done to preserve the interests of the communities that it sustains. Our shared future can be bright as long as we continue to focus on our goals of a whole and thriving basin from the headwaters to where we stand today. And on that note, I want to introduce Brian Johnson with Trout Unlimited. Brian has been instrumental in getting all of us to this point today, and I have confidence that he will be there as we move forward.